Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you guys joined us today. Today we are spotlighting Debbie and Courtney with Gigi's Gown Gallery. Hey, you guys, are y'all here?
Woo!
Yay! I'm so glad you have joined me. I'm super excited about that. Well, I just wanted to find out a little bit about you guys. So give me that information.
Sure. Well, I'm Debbie, and I am originally from Kansas City by way of North Carolina, by way of Texas. So I've probably been about a year and a half, something like that, maybe just a little bit longer than that. We moved here because of my grandbaby. I have that one little grandbaby. And, of course, he was pulling on those strings, and I decided to move here. And then I just couldn't resist starting a business. It's so exciting being here.
And I'm Courtney.
Courtney.
I moved here about 2 years ago. We're from Kansas City, like my mom said. And then I moved to California after I graduated college and was there for almost 6 years. And then I moved here as well to be with my nephew. So it's really just a family affair, and that's why we are here now in Texas.
Wonderful. That sounds exciting. And you guys, I know y'all can agree, it's so exciting when people move here because they see the city totally different than we do. So it's amazing because I find so many people that are so excited about being here. And then people that have been here forever is like, oh, Dallas ain't no big deal. What are y'all talking about?
It's great.
Yes, and there's so much positive about it, definitely. Well, I wanted to find out about you guys. Tell me a little bit about your business.
Okay, well, we are Gigi's Gown Gallery. We officially started about a year and a half ago, a little more, and we started out by going around to different military bases in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Missouri. So for the first year, we did nothing but travel base to base, and we set up pop-up shops on the military bases, which was very exciting, and it was really rewarding because we were there for military balls, we were there during prom time, we were there for homecoming, we did giveaways, we just had a great time doing this.
Sounds like it was amazing, definitely. And where does that come from? How did y'all think about military bases? Because that is such a unique industry to think about. So how did y'all think of that?
Yeah. Well, for one reason, my husband is a retired Marine who's been in the military for 30 years, and that just seemed like the perfect start out to go to the military bases because they have just those little small shops on base. And we tried to pick bases that were out of the way, big, out of the way, where people couldn't find unique items like what we had. So it just made it really exciting and just great to go to these bases and sell stuff, sell our gowns, rather than not stuff, sell our gowns to the military.
That is awesome. Well, I know that that was a huge help to them, and I bet you found some pretty excited customers when you were doing that, definitely.
Oh, definitely. Great customers.
Definitely.
And I still have customers that call me now that are looking for stuff that want me to meet them in Oklahoma. You know, they're coming from Kansas and meet me in Oklahoma. So, yeah, I have some great bonds from those trips that we made.
Oh, that is amazing. Well, that's good, and that's what it's about, you guys. I hope you guys have already started taking notes. One of the best things that she said so far is just get out of the box. I tell people there is no box, you know? So just really think out of the box when you're thinking about your business. So important that we do that. Well, ladies, I wanted to go back a little bit and just ask y'all a question about any type of challenge you may have had. I know on this call it's going to be people that are listening that are going through difficult times due to death or divorce, or they may have gone through financial times that have been bad. What kind of advice can you give them as business owners or just as regular women and men, you know, just whatever advice. It could be personal or business.
Well, for us, a challenge that we've had, Cheryl, has been overcoming where to buy good merchandise, great merchandise at a reasonable price that we can still make a profit off of. So we've learned that, because we would go to the mart and shop and everything, and we would buy stuff that was pretty much out of our price range, that, but we didn't realize that at the time because we were just starting. So we've learned that there are so many different shops that you can purchase items from, our dresses and our accessories from, at lower prices, but they're still great quality. That way, you know, we are a business, but we are still in it to make money. So that way we can still make a profit. So that's what, you know, that's one of the challenges that, that we have overcome. And we're still learning, you know, we're still looking out for new vendors that we can purchase items from. But another hard thing is we do carry plus sizes. So finding different vendors to carry plus sizes has been a challenge as well. But we definitely have found a nice amount of vendors that carry plus sizes. So we are happy about that. And we're constantly looking, you know, every time we're online or we go to the mart, we're looking for that different plus size shop vendor.
That is amazing, because I know one of the things, I don't know what the average American woman wears, but I know it's not what's in the, with the models.
Right.
You know,
oh, no,
it's
not
average
at all.
And it's
about 16.
Oh, yeah, and especially now, you know. So that's why I love to see fashion shows that have some of everybody represented. I know there are a lot of thin people, but I know there's a lot. Yeah, there's everybody out there. This is just definitely another way that I just wanted to encourage the audience. Yes, everybody should work on their health. I am totally in agreement with that. But I do know this. Don't let your size stop you from going to places and stop you from being involved in things. Because I know so many women that I think about, in particular my sister-in-law, she doesn't hardly go to anything because she says she can't find anything to wear. So it's like I just hate for a person's life to be stifled like that. So I am super excited that you guys have that heart for just not only, you know, the model women, but the regular women as well. So that's really good.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And tell your sister-in-law to come our way. Gigi's Gown Gallery is going to have something for her so she can get out of the house.
There you go. She can get out of the house and do something, definitely. And I love the fact that you said quality wear, because that's another thing. I'll just be honest with you. There's so many different places that you can choose from to buy things, but they may not be worth anything, you know. So it's just important that, you know, and especially if it's a gown, you can do a purchase like a gown and wear it several times. You know, it doesn't have to be a one time, I'm just wearing it for this and I'm never going to wear it again. There is all type of events that come up that you need to, you know, wear formal wear. So I just so am excited about that, definitely. Well, I wanted to ask both of you guys about – I'm sorry? Go ahead.
We also can order stuff. So if someone has a gown, sees a gown in one of our books that we have, you know, we can place an order and get that gown within 2 or 3 weeks usually. So, I mean, there is no excuse for someone to think there's nothing in their size. We've had people that need a size 32. We've had people that need a size 34. And we are able to accommodate all sizes. And we want all sizes to come and look and give us a chance.
All right, that sounds wonderful. Well, I wanted to talk to you guys about purpose. I know that there has been a big push in the last couple of years just really talking about purpose and, you know, living the purpose-driven life. I don't remember what year that that book came out, but it has really made a difference in so many people's lives. So I just wanted to ask you guys, how do you feel like you found your purpose, and what do you tell others about their purpose?
Well, I think we have found our purpose from the needs of different military events because they have all types, ranging from balls to dinners to galas throughout the whole year. And we just kind of think that, that our purpose was to come out and sell really good quality items and make people feel as beautiful as possible and encourage them and motivate them, because some people come in thinking they want they're looking for some kind of tent, and we don't have tents. We have fashionable, unique gowns for them to wear that they're going to look great in, and we are encouraging them nonstop that you're going to look really good, and we want you to look your best, and we motivate them, encourage them, so when they leave our shop, they are totally enthusiastic about themselves and how they look. And I kind of think that's our purpose right there, just making sure that every person that comes in our shop, when she leaves our shop, she feels 100% better about herself, and she's just glowing. Yes.
Yes. Definitely. And that all has to do with self-esteem as well. I think that, and what I put in the show notes is that Debbie and Courtney have found their purpose by discovering they love to help others in need and help them feel beautiful, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just really
correct.
Just making that woman feel wonderful, you know. And I think that that is key when we're looking at just society as a whole. We're supposed to be that light. And it's so important that if we have, you know, time to stop and encourage someone, oh, my goodness, that is such a great thing. And just telling a woman that she's beautiful and, oh, you look great, because many people will put on items and say, oh, I'm too fat for this or whatever, whatever. But I know y'all have seen people transform when they put on a great outfit and look better and feel better. Mm-hmm. So that is amazing. Yes, that is wonderful.
They have a glow to themselves. They have a big smile on their face. They're turning in the mirror and looking just feeling really good about themselves. And that's what we love to do.
Yes, that is so good. That is so good. Well, ladies, I wanted to find out. I have two different categories of people that always contact me. I have the struggling entrepreneurs that's just really having a tough time, and then I have new future entrepreneurs that contact me. If you had to give a piece of advice to each category of entrepreneur, what would you say?
Well, I would say that just jump in there and get started. You know, give it all you have. We kind of just jumped in head first. And there were some obstacles that we were able to overcome. There are some obstacles still that we are still working on, as we already mentioned, finding good quality items. But we just kind of jumped in head first, started going to work out every obstacle that we encounter.
Probably learning along the way. Mm-hmm.
Right, because you're always going to make mistakes, and you're not going to just make one or two mistakes. You're going to make more than one or two mistakes, but you just need to keep on fighting through those mistakes. Ask people questions. You know, we ask lots of questions now. See, when we go to market, and we don't shop here in the Dallas market, or we go to the Atlanta market and do all of our shopping from. So, you know, we're asking people that we only see in Atlanta whenever we go to Atlanta. You know, how do we do this and how do we do this? And we go to seminars that are specific for doing retail and how to sell and how to do all those marketing events that are going to put you out there.
Right, absolutely. And that is so key. I love what you said about go to specific training for your industry. I'm going to write that in the show notes, too. Attend training for your industry, because that is key. That is key. I can't teach people how to do this or that if I have no experience in that. So it's key that you really stay true, in addition to just regular business as well, but definitely in your industry. Now, what about a struggling entrepreneur? What would y'all say to them?
A struggling entrepreneur, I would say don't give up. You know, that's the whole thing is it's rough and you think that it's the end and you have nowhere to go from there. Don't give up. Mm-hmm. You know, if you need to go to church and pray about it or whatever you need to do, just don't give up.
Yep.
You know, you have to continue to fight for what you want. Because you want this, you started it, let's finish it. You know, let's keep it going. Don't think that it's over because things aren't going exactly how you want them to go. It's life, and things are not going to go exactly how you want them to go. It's going to, you're going to have challenges. You're going to have bumpy roads and ups and downs and peaks and valleys. So just continue to push. That's what I would tell an struggling entrepreneur. Continue to push. Never give up.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And for the young people, what would you encourage them? I mean, think about a 15-year-old Debbie and Courtney. Think about a 15-year-old. In today's climate, what would you tell them?
Oh, a 15-year-old has many opportunities, mm-hmm. opportunities to succeed mm-hmm. because they're still in school. These schools nowadays offer entrepreneurial classes, any kind of class
yep.
you want to, you can take them, and they need to go to these schools. I mean, yeah, I know a lot of kids are worried about their sports, and they don't have sports activities at a lot of these schools, but you're getting a great education while you're in high school that will help you continue on with your college degree. You just can't get enough valuable experience by doing all this stuff when you're in high school at 15 years old.
Yeah, right. So they should really appreciate what they have and just really right. go for it.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. For sure.
Mm-hmm. And I would say jump on all those opportunities. Don't be afraid. You know, when I was in high school, I remember, you know, there were opportunities that came available for me. And sometimes I was just afraid to do them. But, you know, I didn't want to miss out hanging out with my friends in the summertime. I wanted to be able to go to the mall and stuff. But, no, just take those chances and do step out of the box. That's what I would say, step out of the
yeah.
box. Don't be like, you know, you don't have to be like everybody else. You don't have to do mm-hmm. the same old normal, you know, during the summer or after school. Go ahead and do something different, and it's okay, and you will get further, and you will succeed. So just step out of the box.
Absolutely. That is such good advice, and I definitely know that many times the kids, they need to hear that. I have just been really called to really – just really speak to and try to motivate young people. I originally started speaking with women, but now I see that we need to go down a little bit, especially in the high schools. We need to mm-hmm. really get out and just really help the young girls with their self-esteem, you know.
Okay.
It's so important because, boy, I just know if I would have had better self-esteem growing up, there's no telling where I'd be now.
Oh,
I made up for it as an adult. I made up for it as an adult. But that is so funny because I just think about, man, if I would have just opened my mouth and said something, I was so scared to talk, I was so scared to do this, that, and the other. That's critical that we teach these kids that nowadays, you know? It's so critical
Correct.
That they learn the skill of not only communication, but respect and, you know, just all of the things that we were taught, you know? And I think it's
yes.
just critical nowadays that we give them that. Well, I call what we do the love, providing services from the love of our heart. Tell me about how long have y'all loved to work with others and knew that God was leading you this way, that you really wanted to help people change their life. Tell us about that.
We have worked with people and done, we've worked at a food bank assisting people and helping people with their lives.
Oh my goodness.
We at one point I was going to open a shelter for homeless military women and their children. So we have
wow.
always been conscientious about others and how others
exactly.
feel about themselves and giving back and just wanting to see the underdog come up to be counted in society as a real person. I mean, it's just really hard to say, you know, how deep our feelings are about making sure that
people are, you know, that they feel appreciated and they feel like they are somebody.
Yeah.
So we've definitely wanted to do things to make them accomplish that. So we have
donated dresses to for military balls.
Oh,
we have
wow.
items, shoes and purses in Oklahoma to people that can't afford them. So
wow.
we have done several different things that we normally don't talk about, but they are that we do this to make sure that everybody feels great when they step out, whether they can afford to feel great or not, we want them to feel good about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. So that is awesome. Everyone should serve from their heart. And that is what makes it key. That makes it so good for everyone, because not only do you feel good about helping someone, can you imagine how the young lady feels when she gets a free dress, you know? And
oh,
it's
yeah.
like, we support you, and we, you know, we want you to be happy. That is just amazing. I love that, because I do this thing for my clients that in December I do a holiday party, and that is really for clients with special needs. Many of them do not attend their prom. So I tell their moms, hey, this is a time for, you know, the little girl to come to a prom, you know, and really have fun, because
yeah.
I have a DJ there. They dance, and we just all have a good
fun.
Time because I, yeah, y'all have to come this year. But I do, it's called a celebration. It's really a celebration for them, because everybody's life is valuable. And I just think it's so important that we let people know that, yes, you have value just like anybody else, you know. And I want you to know that you are beautiful, and, you know, whether you have Down syndrome, whatever is going on, everybody has value. So I am just so thankful for that. Definitely. For sure. Well, ladies, this has been great. I wanted to ask you guys, how do y'all stay motivated?
We really motivate each other, Cheryl. You know, we have those, like I was saying before, when you have those down times, we have those down times. But what's really mm-hmm. funny to me is that we have those off and down times opposite of each other. So I can be, you know, on a high, on an up, and then my mom can be, you know, not thinking too positively about something and let me know about it.
Uh-huh.
And then I come back and I rebuttal with, you know, we're going to be okay, and we just need to do this, and let's try this.
Yeah.
And that way, that gets her mind back on that positive side, and it just works for us. We're in a really good situation, and we motivate each other.
Yes, definitely. That is so good, because I know it's so important to try to be as positive as possible every day of our life. And when we do that, God is truly happy with us, and I believe that we can really make some things happen in our own life when we do that. So I'm so excited that you shared that as well. Definitely. Well, I wanted to find out, what do you guys have going on next?
Well, we are at an event on July the 20th. What's it called, Courtney?
It is the Women's Entrepreneurship Event, and it is going to be, it'll be on our Facebook page, so everybody will be able to go to Gigi's Gown Gallery on Facebook and see all the details of that. And we are going to be going, actually shopping, doing some shopping here in August. We're excited about that, some more shopping for some new merchandise.
And this time around, we are going to California. Normally, we do all of our shopping in Atlanta at the American Market. This year, we're going to L.A. to do some shopping. And so we are so excited to do this.
That sounds amazing. Wow.
Yeah,
that is wonderful.
We're going to take pictures while we're there and showing people, look at us. Here we are. Look at this. What do you think about this gown? So it's just a fabulous trip.
Oh, I know. It sounds like it. Well, you guys have so excited me, and I just love to see people take an idea and just run with it. I truly believe that women can go from concept to cash every day of their life if they truly have something that they're passionate about, number one, and number two, that you can represent it to the audience. And you guys do a great job, because I don't even know what drew me to your table, because y'all were kind of in a crazy section of the display that night when I came over there. But it was so engaging. And I don't know if it was because, I can't remember, Debbie, if you came out and you started talking, or if I just looked up and saw something shiny. I can't even remember. But whatever you guys know that works for you, just keep doing it, because I know people are going to be blessed by what y'all are doing and how y'all are doing it. So I just am truly excited about what the future holds for you, how God is going to use you to help so many people. You know, and I just pray that I'll be able to see part of it through the journey with y'all. So excited about that. Is there anything that you guys want to say in closing?
Yeah. Well, thank you for those kind words. We really do appreciate it, and we're so happy you did stop by the table. And however, if it was my mom coming out there saying hi, or if you saw Bling and you were attracted to it, but thank you for that. We do want to offer all of your listeners 20% off. So if they come in and they say they heard, you know, your radio show, heard us on your radio show, they will give them 20% off, which is awesome. And we're located at 6851 Matlock Road, number 181, which is right in Arlington. We are inside of CK Alterations. We have a shared space. You know, when you start out new, you got to do some things that you normally wouldn't do. And we are in a shared, we started out in a shared space for our first brick and mortar. And we, like I said, we're at 6851 Matlock Road. Our phone number is 913-850-1481. And then we're online, so check us out on Facebook and Instagram under Gigi's Gown Gallery, as well as our website, gigisgowngallery.com. And we just hope to see some of your listeners in the shop, and we would love to see them smiling as they're trying on some of our gorgeous gowns.
Yes, that is amazing. Well, I am super excited that we connected, that we had a chance to spotlight you guys today. And I know that, goodness, so many things are coming up between weddings and, you know, parties and just all kind of things, ladies. And if you are in need of a good gown, I need you to get over to Gigi's Gown Gallery, because you will be so happy that you did. I know I'm going to be making my purchase for one of my many events that I go to, you guys, so I'll be over to see you as well. But I just know, you guys, that even if you're not in a gown place right now, if you don't think, man, I don't need a gown right now, they have beautiful jewelry, and you will not go wrong with getting some of their jewelry. I have on the earrings today that I got from you guys, and it's so funny. Yesterday I wore the piece that I got. Yeah, yesterday I wore the piece I got last Saturday. So I wear and just really love the jewelry and everything that they provide. So I want you guys to treat yourself. Go and check out what they have. If you see them at a vendor event here in Dallas, make sure you go to the table, because they're all over the place. And as they grow their business, you will be just really in the fashion way if you go and check it out and get some things from them, for sure, for sure. Yeah. So thank you guys so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, this has been the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show with Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, spotlighting Debbie and Courtney with Gigi's Gown Gallery. You guys, they are right in Arlington. Go check them out. Give them a call. Definitely, you want to be in the place and see what they have available. You guys have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.